I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So we have them in a position that they don't have any military. There's not a thing they can do about it. All they have is fake news, because they have the fake news would rather see us lose the war than win the war, which is really treasonous, in a certain way. So we're doing another very major attack tonight. They want to make a deal. They came back. We made a deal 2 days ago, and they want to make a deal. They've been negotiating for 47 years. But nobody's ever hit them militarily. We're hitting them very hard. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much. The president has left the room for now. But we will have more on him talking about what we're doing with Iran, as once again last night we hit them for the third straight night, and Iran apparently still not getting the message. Now make note of this. Now, I cannot tell you for sure what's going to happen. I could speculate, but I'm going to leave the speculation aside. President Trump is slated to deliver a primetime speech on Thursday. Details coming from the White House, not much more than that. Whether it would deal with Iran and or other things, probably very likely. The president, according to his own Truth Social, stated, "I'll be making a speech to the nation Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern." That means Thursday, right after we conclude Larry Connors USA, the president will be speaking. We will be carrying that for you. And again, the Post did not reveal the topic. Probably could continue, obviously, with issues with Iran. And obviously, the reference to Senator Lindsey Graham's passage. And to that point, South Carolina Governor McMaster did pick Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Northam, to serve as interim senator to serve out the remainder of her brother's term. It was to end come January, and he is in running, was in running, and now the state of Maine hustling to schedule a special election next month to put a new candidate actually in. And who it will be, well, there are lots of speculation. I told you yesterday that some are pushing the name former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy. And current South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace. That's all still in play. In the meantime, there's another point to put in front of you. As worded by Breitbart, which is a right wing publication standing on the right, conservative, let me put it that way. Title: Inflation Crushed. Consumer prices fall sharply in June, much better than expected, biggest decline in 6 years. And CNN has to state the same thing, but then they add a caveat: but don't expect it to last. Debbie Downers every time from CNN. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, July 14, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education in each and every program. You leave the hour with more information than you have when you began. In our next hour, the latest on the SAVE Act. And, of course, the left is still trying to drum up how bad it's going to disenfranchise so many Democrat voters. That's assuming the voters they're putting in the voting booth are legal Americans. And, of course, also some word from Mark Levin on Senator Graham. Later this hour, founder and CEO of King Operations, that's an oil drilling company based out of Dallas, I want to talk to him about our oil reserves. We know Trump has been tapping them. We know that we've been losing some through other resources. By that, I mean natural events. How are our oil reserves? And opening up new federal lands, as Trump has decided to redesignate some national lands across the nation. and our story behind the story. Did our government actually promote to teach kids, if there's a nuclear blast, hide under your desk, you'll be safe? Did we do that? Yes. But to what extent? And then there are more stories about hiding in the event of a nuclear blast. That's the story behind the story still to come in this hour. In the meantime, Salem host and correspondent Hugh Hewlett questioning Trump about Iran.
Can you or the American military or the Israeli military get to what's left of their third string and their fourth string and their fifth string? Do you know where they are? Can you kill them?
Yeah, I do. But we don't want to talk about that. But
okay.
We certainly are watching. Yep. I know a lot about that subject. I know a lot, but I don't think it's appropriate to talk about it right now. But we will. We will be hitting them, like, as an example. We're going to hit them very hard tonight, and we're going to hit them hard tomorrow. And there's not a damn thing they can do about it. They have nothing. They have nothing going other than they have big mouths. You know, people say I was at least reasonable, but I got to know them, and they're stone cold crazy people.
So the attacks will continue until Iran ceases its nuclear ambitions in trying to strike ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I told you previously, when Iran was placing a toll and a tariff on ships going through, that's an international waterway. You cannot do that. Now, of course, you probably have heard that Trump has said, we, the U.S., will place a toll and tariff on them. But this is not for passage. This is to help support and pay for our military blockade, which is in place to make sure that Iran does not destroy those vessels going through. In other words, you're paying for protection. I have no issue with that. I think they should. We're not blocking anyone from going through, except unless it's headed to or from Iran. Can you imagine? I don't think you can. I can't either, really. But I want you to hear a clip of sound of what it's like if you're in Iran and U.S. missiles are raining down like hell.
Ya Allah, you!
נפילות בנבטים, אחי. נפילות קשות בנבטים, שומע? Whoa,
and more of them coming. You could hear them pounding in the background. The U.S. has made every effort to avoid civilian casualties. But we know, just like Hamas did in Gaza, and all the terrorist cowards that they are, they always tend to hide beneath baby beds and under hospitals and schools. We're reaching a point, according to Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, we need to make sure we go after some of those targets that are probably going to remain civilian casualties.
I do think we're going to have to bomb dual use, dual purpose type of targets, whether it's refineries or bridges where munitions are being built. Whenever you start doing that, then civilians are going to die, just like they did in the forever wars of the Gulf Coast. Hundreds of thousands of civilians probably died in the Gulf Wars. I don't want that. But here's this terrorist organization that's irrational, religious, irrational terrorists, call them what you want to. But why won't they capitulate? It makes no sense to anybody. I'd been hopeful, but I'm not as hopeful today as I was a month ago.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not going to get the message. We do not want to kill Iranians. We want to liberate Iranians, but we're not trying to cause a direct regime change. And at the same time, it would be better for them. And they know it. In Biddeford, Maine, there's another case of an ICE agent shooting and killing a man who reportedly tried to run down an ICE officer. Now, there are many questions about this story. I want to emphasize that. But first, I want you to hear a witness who described the event.
I would say 7:15. I was driving through the intersection at Hill Street and Pool Street. And as I was approaching, you could see flashing blue lights. And then as I got closer, they were unmarked, so I assumed they were ICE. And then you could see them with their green vests and stuff, and it said police, ICE. And So as I actually was going through the intersection, I heard yelling. So I looked and I was watching, and the ICE agent was yelling and drew his weapon, and he kept yelling and yelling and warning the person driving, which is when the car was put into drive and was trying to hit the ICE officer. And he fired, I would say, probably 4 shots at him.
Now, again, that is an eyewitness, supposedly unbiased. But even at the best, an eyewitness can be wrong sometimes. He did say something important. He noted that the agents were fully vested. They were clearly identified as federal agents. And that they had repeatedly told the driver to stop. Now, whether or not the driver actually tried to run down the agent, there is no video cam worn by that particular officer. And we don't know of any video that surfaced that will show otherwise. But again, ICE officers, law enforcement in general, works under the principle, you try to run us down with your car, that's using a deadly weapon. Or if you're going to try to run down others, we will put a stop to you. Now, were they trying to get this guy? Was it illegal? He is a Colombian citizen, a 26-year-old. And at this point, it's not clear if he was here illegally or not. According to ICE, they were trying to remove another person from the country at a particular address, and this car was driving from that address attempting to flee the scene. They did not know if it was the person, apparently, that at that time they wanted. Maine U.S. Senator King said Homeland Security told him the officer opened fire after the man tried to use his vehicle as a weapon against ICE agents. So the question is, was he trying to do that? Was there confusion? Was he just afraid? And the ICE agent as well. You have to take that into consideration. As much as I am for law and order, we do have to have, quote, law and order on both sides. ICE does admit the one they shot was not the person that they were trying to arrest and deport. They've admitted that. And again, that witness, you heard him say the driver was told to stop. Another witness, I'm not sure if it's the same one, says the driver said, I tried to stop. What do you mean you tried to stop? I don't know, again, how accurate a lot of these details are, nor do you. But, of course, the leftists quickly run forward. And get this. Democrat Congresswoman Pingree said the fatal shooting of that man by an ICE agent is because ICE has way too much money. What? How did I'm surprised she didn't say they have guns. They have way too much money. And she adds quotas to pick up as many people as they possibly can. If they're here illegally and an order of deportation has been issued, that is their job to do. She did say we will be pressing for a full investigation. And I'm all for that. The man leaves behind a 3-year-old daughter and a wife. But again, she says this is a case of ICE having way too much money. One other woman who witnessed the shooting said the agents did ram the sedan and surrounded it with guns drawn, demanding he get out of the car. And then when he tried to flee using his car, one agent opened fire. Another witness said that the man was talking when agents pulled his body from the car, saying, I tried to stop. There's a lot yet to be uncovered. Keep that in mind. He is the 11th person shot by federal immigration officers since President Trump took office in his second presidency. The 5th of those to be killed by ICE while driving a vehicle. Now, those facts stand. The conditions and situation still need to be examined. But be realizing, and you know this already, but I'm going to reinforce it, the left is going to craft and create the story they want. I'll give you a perfect example. there's been an increase in rapes reported in New York City. And Mondami says, well, here's the reason.
And what I think is important to know is a lot of the increase in rape also comes from an expanded definition of what counts as rape, as well as survivors coming forward for acts that took place years prior.
Well, now, there may be more coming forward, but for something that took place years before. But if it's in the statute of limitations, certainly they can. But for him to say, well, there's been a change in definition of rape, you want to tell that to a woman who's been raped? The definition of rape is changing. This is the socialist, Marxist attitude. They constantly want to explain away, dissolve law and order. I don't know what the man actually meant by his statement that we have a change in definition of rape. Is this something similar to that old story about you can't be a little bit pregnant? We're going to deal more with the left coming up later on why they are trying to restructure themselves and save what they've got left of their party. And right now, it does not appear to be likely. They are being hijacked by the Marxist, communist, far left. As we said yesterday, even James Carville, and I've been pointing that out in a commentary today, he says the Democrats are not trying to run against Republicans, they're running against other Democrats. They're idiots. And that I would second James Carville. Coming up, the founder and CEO of Texas Oil Drilling Operation regarding our emergency reserves. The price is coming down to some extent. We mentioned that earlier at the beginning, inflation dropping off. But of course, it could still go up, obviously. But is Trump draining our oil reserves as Biden did? Or is there another reason? And now with opening up more federal lands, redesignating national areas, will that open up more drilling areas? And also the story behind the story of duck and cover. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesund height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes. The German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. As I was stating earlier, consumer prices fell sharply in June thanks to relief at the gas pump, and gas prices were down. And in the meantime, President Trump signing an executive order opening up several 100,000 acres. We went from 3 million to 300,000 in Utah. Grand Staircase and Bears Ears National Monuments shrinking their coverage, which would again open up more oil and drilling and mining and construction. And then, of course, we also have our oil reserve. What's the status of that? To help us go through these subjects, and we got a lot to cover, Jay Young, founder, CEO, King Operating Corporation, oil and gas operator, investment firm in Dallas. Jay, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's jump right into the consumer prices dropping off and go through that. The numbers being reported are energy prices fell 5.7% in June. They did go up 3.9% in May, and now they're back down. Gasoline prices falling to 9.7% after going up in May. How do you evaluate those numbers?
Yeah. I think there's a glitch somewhere in the system that discusses supply and demand, and I don't believe we have the supply necessary, either if it's in the United States or in the world. We're not producing enough oil and gas, and with the Strait of Hormuz being shut down and the over a billion barrels that has been literally shut in because they just can't produce any more oil and not sell it. They only have so many tanker trucks that can hold it, but they've got a problem. So they're shutting wells in, and when they turn these wells back on, they're not going to come back at 100%. They're not like a faucet.
Yeah.
I believe we have a really big supply problem, and we will have a supply problem going into the fall time here, the end of the year. We're going to have a supply problem. It's going to take time to get it back online, Larry.
And more wells to be dug. And as I would expect, nothing less than a operating drilling operation like you have to say, we need to be drilling more.
We definitely need to be drilling more. And I remember back in December, January, when you could get a gallon of gasoline for $1.90. I mean, in Oklahoma, Texas, and Midwest, you could, not in California, not in New York, but
right.
Some place you could. But oil prices were $50, $60 a barrel. And companies were just taking rigs off the market and saying, well, we don't want to drill wells at this price. We'll just wait until the cycle comes back around. And when that, and I talk about it in my book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, you know, about cycles and what happens when you have a glut of oil and all of a sudden the prices are great and people are like, drill, baby, drill at these higher prices. And then when we overflood the markets, then all of a sudden the price comes down and all of a sudden people go, well, wait, let's quit drilling at these lower prices. And that's what happens with in cycles with supply and demand, which is the reason why gasoline prices and transportation prices go up and down is because of supply and demand. And we're seeing that again. And I feel like that we're going to have a really big, not everybody's back to drilling yet, even with these higher prices. So I can see it. I can see us having a supply problem here.
So what do you make of the fact that Trump did issue this executive order reducing 3 million acres of national monument areas in Utah down to 300,000, and that would open up the surrounding landscape and what was already protected to allow drilling, mining, and construction in those areas? Will that help?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, it's going to take time to find out who's going to drill it, get the oil to market. It's going to take a year, 2 years, 3 years. It's kind of like Venezuela. You know, and also, there's also a California pipeline that opened up, and that's great. That hasn't been in 11 years, but Trump's opening it up. Venezuela, it takes billions and billions of dollars to come in and start developing these different areas, whether it be, you know, the Alaska or if it's Venezuela or whatever. It just takes time to do it, but it is good. As long as our demand stays strong, we haven't seen peak oil demand yet. And I don't believe the peak. And I mean, you know, peak where it goes in the other direction.
Right.
We haven't seen that yet. I don't know if we're going to see that in our lifetime where we don't need as much oil. So we need oil. Trump's doing the right thing by opening up, talking about drill, baby, drill, opening up different areas. Venezuela's got more oil than we do by 10x probably. They got a ton of oil over there, and that's what we need is we need for somebody to go in and start drilling and start supplying our markets, because if we oversupply our markets with oil, our demand, oversupply our markets and our demand, then prices can go down and we can be driving around at $2.50 a gallon.
You're listening to Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation. I chastised Biden for dipping into our federal emergency supply because he was doing it to try to buy votes. I want to read to you from the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is tapping into its national stocks of crude with abandon. The word to me suggests recklessness. That's not what they say, but they say with abandon. The withdrawals are taking a toll on our strategic reserve system. The release of 172 million barrels authorized by Trump in March is expected to further stress the facilities. They're now at their lowest levels since 1983. Now, I criticize Biden. I criticize any time we dip into the emergency reserves. Are we doing it in the proper reasoning this time?
It is more of a reason to do it. I mean, we're trying to keep prices lower. I think it's a lot of politics. We're trying to keep prices lower.
That's what I wanted to hear. You do admit it politics involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does help keep prices lower, and that's what Biden wanted to do, and that's what Trump wants to do. But Trump needs to more than Biden. Biden was just like, quit drilling around the country, and he was a friend of the oil and gas business because, man, he let prices go high. I mean, yeah. He was like, he did not understand demand, and demand for oil continues to go up. And he was like, shut this down. We wouldn't drill in Alaska, Colorado, Wyoming. It was just Utah, California.
Well, let me
get
some numbers here. I understand they were supposed to have 785,000 barrels from our salt cavern supposedly available for emergency reserve, and that we're now maybe down to, well, I don't know what the latest number is, below 400,000. Would that be the lowest since 83? How much danger does that put our nation in if we continue to suck out our reserves and we're not doing enough drilling?
Yeah, and I agree 100%. We do not need to, we need strategic reserves. We do not need to be, you know, taking down any more of our inventories. and it is detrimental. Matter of fact, I don't even know, because I mean, my dad, I grew up in the oil business, and my dad, I remember him talking about getting down in the bottom of a tank. When you have a tank and you have oil, you have all that sludge in the bottom. Yeah. It's not. He calls it something else. I can't say it on your program, but it's something.
I worked as a roustabout cleaning that stuff out of those tanks. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It is not. And so I don't know really how much oil reserves we do have left, because you can't use that sludge on the bottom of the tanks. You can't use that. So how much do we really have? I don't know, but it is very dangerous for us to be down here. And if every well was shut in around the world and we had to get oil from our strategic reserves, I mean, we can only get like 1 million barrels a day, 1.5 million barrels a day. So it's not like it's going to make a huge difference, but we need to make sure that we have enough. And it'll be great for us to replenish that.
In the last minute, supposedly these reserves have experienced 16 major equipment failures since 2013, and we've got about 60 salt caverns around the Gulf Coast, and we cannot really pull them up at the way they were designed. So we may not even be able to get what we need when we need it.
Exactly. Yeah, and I don't know if we can get it. I don't know if we have it. They talk about it. We do need it. We need good oil and gas flow from around the world. We need to, like we grew up saying, we need peace, world peace. That's exactly what we need right now. And I believe that choking out the Strait of Hormuz and Iran is getting closer to where we do get more tankers through that strait, and we get more oil around the world, which does help out. And it won't. If not, we're going to see $150 oil, and we're going to see $6, $7, $8 gasoline really soon.
Yeah, well, it'd be really like soon. California it's all over the nation. Something. Yeah, and don't forget the state taxes really kick that up as well. Jay Young, founder, CEO, exactly. King Operating Corporation. The name of your book again, sir?
It's The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Go on our website, King Operating, and I'll send you a free copy, Larry.
Oh, well, I'll look forward to that.
Love to.
Thank you. Put some money
Absolutely.
In it. Put some money in it, Jay. Thank you. And get and put some oil stains on it while you're at it. Coming up, did our government actually promote for our school kids during the Red Scare, during the big commie scare, that if there's a nuclear bomb, you can be protected if you duck and cover under your school desk? The story behind the story.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website napolistl.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot your eye down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum, deedle dum dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and cover, ducked and cover.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Wow, that's exactly the way it's presented to kids in classrooms all across the nation. And that film released in 1951. World War II was over. And we also knew the effects of a nuclear bomb. We had already, of course, in 45, to end the war, used it twice in Japan. So we actually, those producing this film, they knew ducking and hiding under your desk was not going to do you a damn thing. It was a matter of getting the idea to the public. You can still be safe if you do like Bert the Turtle, duck and cover.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it, just as we are ready for many other dangers that are around us all the time. Fire is a danger. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. But we are ready for fires. We have a fine fire department to put out the fire, and you have fire drills in your school so you know what to do. Automobiles can be dangerous, too.
Yep.
They sometimes cause bad accidents, but We are ready. We have safety rules that car drivers and people who are walking must obey. Now, we must be ready for a new danger, the atomic bomb. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You will know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover like Bert, you will be much safer.
Really? Again, that's 1951, a civil defense government prepared presentation for children. If you were growing up during that time, the Cold War that followed World War II, you took all this seriously. And yet, in the back of your mind, if you were old enough to recognize how we brought Japan to an unconditional surrender, you had to question everything that they were presenting in this presentation.
First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face. Duck and cover underneath a table or desk or anything else close by. In Betty's school, they are talking about the atomic bomb, too. Betty is asking her teacher, how can we tell when the atomic bomb may explode? And her teacher is explaining that there are two kinds of attack, with warning and without any warning.
Mm-hmm, yep.
We think that most of the time we will be warned before the bomb explodes, so there will be time for us to get into our homes, schools, or some other safe place. Our civil defense workers and our men in uniform will do everything they can to warn us before enemy planes can bring a bomb near us. You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes. That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be.
So you can imagine children growing up in that age and era. Many of you listening probably did. You know the fear that maybe you still had in nightmares. And those of you who are younger think, oh, surely they were not buying into all of that. Yeah, they were at that time. Was it creating calm or calamity and chaos? Well, the government actually was moving forward to encourage citizens build home bunkers in your own backyard. And the government was building major bunkers, one at a popular resort that's still there today. So, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli, all the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Civil defense can be readily justifiable as insurance for the civilian population in case of an enemy miscalculation. It is insurance we trust will never be needed, but insurance which we could never forgive ourselves for foregoing in the event of catastrophe.
And in the State Department, Paul Warnke, the director of the Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, doesn't even believe it's possible to have effective civil defense against today's arsenals.
Given the fact that we have in excess of 8,000 individually deliverable nuclear weapons, and the Soviet Union has maybe half that, that you can't even find enough targets on which those nuclear warheads could usefully be employed. Now, under those circumstances, I think to talk about civil defense as enabling you to survive a nuclear war is indulging optimism to the point of total folly.
Is survival impossible today? Would we be annihilated? Even Dr. Samuel Gladstone, one of the world's leading authorities on nuclear weapons, is unsure.
Having worked on the effects of nuclear weapons for almost 30 years now, I feel more and more that to get involved in a nuclear war would be the most horrible experience that we could imagine. Whether it's survivable or not depends. In some circumstances, no doubt some people would survive.
But what would be left? Now, that's part of a NOVA presentation in 1978. The segment began with JFK in 1961 promising to create a civil defense authority. And there was a craze for backyard bomb shelters built in by citizens themselves in their own backyards, especially during the heightened tensions of the Cuban Missile Crisis, all this between 58 and 62. The government estimates, through the Office of Civil Defense, citizens built something like 200,000 family fallout shelters and, of course, put goods and things in there for them as they might need it. And in the meantime, the government was also actively building secret bunkers, as reported in the Science Channel report.
At the height of the Cold War, the threat of nuclear Armageddon sent the world into a panic. Fearing an invasion could happen at any moment, both the Soviet Union and the United States built up their military capabilities, constructed vast nuclear arsenals, and in the event of a national emergency, built secret underground bunkers. Spread over 11,000 acres of sprawling West Virginia hills, the Greenbrier Resort was an unlikely yet perfect location. The hotel's involvement in the Cold War efforts began in 1955. The U.S. government had tasked the Army Corps of Engineers with scouting locations for a subterranean bunker where members of Congress could safely shelter in the event of a nuclear attack. Having already served as a military hospital during World War II, the Greenbrier was ultimately selected because of its proximity to Washington, D.C., and prior relationship with the U.S. government.
The Greenbrier Resort was founded in 1778, and it still exists today. You could book a room there, cost around $400 a night from the best estimates I can find. You might be able to get some travel discount, but it was also one of the areas where the government decided, because of its proximity to D.C., to build an elaborate bunker system for high-ranking government officials, every member of Congress, the president, vice president, cabinet members, and everyone essential to continue our government.
The government drew what they called the Federal Arc. So within 300 miles of Washington, D.C., was a series of emergency relocation centers. It wasn't really a matter of protecting certain individuals. It was a matter of keeping the constitutional framework of our government. So you're going to move the leadership of the federal government to these facilities. Congress here, the executive branch to another facility, the Defense Department to another facility. They would stay in contact with one another, and they would provide continuity of government. It was really an audacious idea.
Construction on the bunker began in 1958. To keep their plans under wraps, the resort came up with a cover story that they were adding on a new wing to the hotel.
The Greenbrier at the time didn't have air conditioning, and we're kind of at a time in history where air conditioning was becoming popular and needed in hotels such as the Greenbrier. So they were able to build the West Virginia wing and use the story that they needed rooms that had air conditioning, so it worked out perfectly.
Neither the hotel staff nor the locals caught on to the real reason behind this major addition.
People knew that there was a construction project going on. It was just what was beneath that people didn't know about. One of the techniques they used to keep it secret was hiding it in plain sight.
Construction of the new wing provided the perfect cover for the real work that was being done underground.
They built a wall around it so that people couldn't see exactly what was going on.
At 112,544 square feet, the two-level facility was roughly the size of two football fields stacked on top of each other.
And it's still there, obviously, today. And you can tour it if you visit the Greenbrier Resort. I don't think it's mandatory that you stay there to see it. It was built for 1,100. There was one auditorium that had 465 seats. 435, but there were additional seats, but that primarily was to take care of all members of Congress and another 100 seats for members of the Senate, and then, of course, additional seats for administration. Again, when the World War II ended in 45, the idea was that, okay, we can take a sigh of relief. We're okay now. Then the realization was that Russia has nukes. We need to have more. And they're going to want more. We're going to need more. There was a national shelter survey in 1961. The Office of Civil Defense organized that after realizing not everyone would be able to build their own fallout shelter, even though the government provided steps and plans and how to do it. They weren't going to be able to do it by themselves. And of course, then you had to supply it if they're going to have to live in it for a period of time. But then by the 1970s, the fallout shelter program was discontinued. Many of them falling into disrepair, simply became storage rooms. Although now some of that's being recreated, reorganized, empty missile silos in certain parts of the area and the world have been converted. And there is one nation that has more secret bunkers than any nation in the world. Can you guess which nation that would be? Well, while you're thinking about it, once again, Bert the Turtle on what you should be doing.
If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, and this is very, very important.
Very, very important.
Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. And that means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast.
Would that be sufficient? Of course not. The country that has the most bunkers in the world, 360 public and private shelters, more than enough to protect its entire population of 9 million, Switzerland. Again, in the U.S., we've kind of walked away from those kinds of shelters. Unless you live in tornado country, then you might have one, mainly for tornadoes, not to withstand a nuclear blast. The story behind the story tomorrow, building Mount Rushmore. Our second hour is still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com wins.
This is News Talk STL.